Yeah, good, thank you. Yep.
It has been a while since you raced. Just tell our listeners the last time that Gunbower Harness Racing Club actually did hold a meeting.
It was on February 23rd, 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a while.
It certainly is. So that's a long time since you raced. How many meetings do you normally have a year?
Two.
You do have two.
A cup meeting and another meeting, yeah.
Right. So essentially, was it this meeting last year, was it? But just now it's a later date?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the return, yeah. Our next cup is next December.
Right. So you lost your cup last December. Even though things were improving, you still couldn't get a meeting out there given the harness racing restrictions.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, yep.
Well, are you doing anything special this weekend? Are people keen to come back to the club? I know it's Mother's Day, but tell us about this Sunday. Are you making up for lost ground in any way?
Not really. We've got a nice nine-race program up, and we've still got things for kids to do and play on and things like that and all that sort of stuff. And COVID-19, we've got a heed to that. But we expect a few visitors to be in the area that might turn up for the event. And being Mother's Day, it's a bit difficult up this way, but anyhow, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But you never know. You could have a good crowd. You may have a poor one, but anyhow.
For those that don't know, where is the harness racing track? For those that don't know where you are located in relation to Gunbower itself.
Yeah, it's in Don Moyle Road, which is like an island. You've got to go onto an island. When you're coming in from Echuca Way, you just get to Gunbower and you just turn right just before then and follow that road and it'll take you straight to the track.
Ooh. We're chatting to Peter O'Shea, Secretary Gunbower Harness Racing Club. A very good morning to our listeners in that part of the state. And if you're from that part of the state, you probably know they haven't raced in well over a year. Couldn't race their cup last December and basically pretty much this meeting almost last year, but a little bit later this year. So, Pete, the track itself, have you got any local trainers that do work at the track, or has it been used for anything in over a year since you last had a meeting? Or
no, it hasn't. No, it has not. We don't use, we haven't got many local trainers now. They've gone out of business and what have you. But we get good support from around Echuca area and things like that, bring horses out and all the local areas. The
people, so it's been pretty easy to get it ready for action this week?
Yeah, we've been working on it for quite a while because it's also the Gunbower Racing Club.
Yes.
Club and the Trotting Club.
Yes.
All in the one venue. So, we've been having a few working bees and things like that to get things ready. And, so hopefully we're going to have a nice day weather-wise. It's a beautiful 22 degrees, which is very nice up this way. Very dry.
Well, good luck, Pete. So after this Sunday, you won't race again until the Gunbower Cup at the end of the year?
Yeah, December the 5th, I think it is. Yeah.
Well, that's a reason for people locally to come along to the meeting if they can find the time, if they're not at a Mother's Day lunch or they just want to come along. But, hey, good luck. As I mentioned, I thought, gee, it's been a while since Gunbower raced, and you've reconfirmed that, not for a year. Good luck with your Sunday meeting, Pete. All the best. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Peter O'Shea, Secretary Gunbower Harness Racing Club. We don't forget, but given COVID and restrictions stopped a whole lot of meetings in codes, there you go. Gunbower race this Sunday. Haven't raced for over a year. And of course, after Sunday, they don't race until December. If you're in that part of the state and you can get along, support the Gunbower Harness Racing Club with this meeting.